Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, yeah. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good old weekend. Let's get the week started so we can go back to the next one. All right. It's the 28th of September, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Ooh, we had some juicy little details and pictures leak out over the weekend about the new Nexus 6P. Probably the biggest surprises are, well, it's going to be a nice metal unibody and actually looks pretty good. And it's going to have a huge battery, meaning we got a lot more battery life out of the thing. And out of those specs that leaked out over the weekend, of course, that battery, it's a 3450 milliamp hour battery. Got a Qualcomm Snapdragon 810 processor. 5.5-inch WQHD high resolution screen, oh yeah. And it's also going to have a USB Type-C charger for faster charging and quicker data transfers. And all of this will be powered by Android Marshmallow. Of course, earlier it was reported it will be available in black, white, silver, and gold colors. However, you want gold? Yeah, you're going to have to go to Japan, because that's going to be the only place that's going to be available at launch. The Nexus 6P and the Nexus 5X are supposed to be announced this coming Tuesday at the event in San Francisco. All right, we've been reporting this on and off again for, I don't know how many months now. It's become just a vicious circle as far as I'm concerned. But finally, seems that YouTube's 2-in-1 subscription service, yeah, it's finally coming. This October, in fact. Apparently, Google's video website has already sent out emails to content owners asking them to agree to the terms of the new ads-free version of YouTube. And nothing has actually really changed from earlier reports. So, say providers refuse to get on board with this, well, their catalog will no longer be available for the public display or monetization in the United States. So basically, yeah, they're being forced to do it. So how much is the ad-free version of YouTube going to cost you? Well, according to those folks over at Recode, it's going to cost about $10 a month. But supposedly, that'll be bundled with Music Key. Okay, whoopee-doo. So are you going to be on board with an ad-free YouTube at $10 a month? Well, we've already heard people complain about Hulu's $11.99 a month for an ad-free service. $10 a month to see somebody's cat or dog pretend to talk? Nah, just give me the ads. I'm fine. I know, I give YouTube a little bit of crap, you know, but it has to be said that they actually have pressured Twitch into becoming a much better service. And why do I say that? Well, because at Twitch's keynote, they said they're about to overhaul its live streaming video players and controls from Flash, finally, to HTML5. However, though, it's not going to take place this year. Second quarter 2016 still. Yeah, that kind of sucks. They said the new technology will allow Twitch to offer its service to more platforms without having to hassle with third-party app support. Yeah, that's called Flash. Doesn't that suck? Other things being updated over there at Twitch will be the Whisper private messaging app. Twitch also revealed it will allow streamers to create custom thumbnails for past broadcasts and highlights as well. Ah, yep, we're getting closer. Flash, it's almost dead. Hallelujah. Getting into virtual reality, we're thinking, holy crap, I ain't got the cash to do that right now. Well, Samsung might be here to help you. But only, of course, if you have a Samsung device. Yeah, there's a catch. Samsung will begin selling a consumer version of the Oculus virtual reality headset for, get this, $99. Yeah, later this fall. They want to give users the ability to dive deeper into their virtual reality games and, of course, those 360-degree video experiences. But yes, as I was saying, you're going to have a Samsung product to do this. A Galaxy S6 Edge Plus, the S6, the S6 Edge, so that their users will have a richer virtual reality experience. This is according to Samsung. As far as the Samsung Gear VR goes, well, it's going to weigh about 22% less than the previous Gear VR. The Gear VR touchpad has also been upgraded and improved, they're saying, giving users greater control when operating the unit with games, movies, and other content. No exact date has been released yet, but like we said, it's coming in the fall, and it will be available only in Frost White. So if you want any other color, you're going to have to go to the hardware store and get some spray paint. And finally, Zuckerberg is once again on a mission. He wants the internet to be available to everybody around the world by, get this, 2020. That ain't that far away, is it? Pretty ambitious there, Mr. Zuck. Now, this announcement was made with a bunch of other people at the United Nations, including other people there such as U2 frontman Bono, and even Microsoft founder Bill Gates was there. Now, this incentive to get people everywhere is actually part of a larger goal to help those in need to cut down on poverty around the world. Bono and Zuckerberg actually wrote the New York Times saying that they think connecting everyone to the internet would help the world immensely. quoting that in this century, global development and global connectivity are closely linked. If you want to help people feed, heal, educate, and employ themselves around the world, we need to connect the world too. The internet should not belong to just only 3 billion people, as it does today. I couldn't agree more. I know, I can't believe it. I'm agreeing with Zuckerberg. It's a first. So as long as everybody can come together, that means governments, I know that's gonna be tough, and we can roll this thing out better than iTunes did with the last free U2 album, it really should benefit the entire human race. Come on, people, let's do it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out the British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. Oh, yeah. But until then, do your best to have a good old Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening. Check out the British Tech Network. Check out the British Tech Network. I can't say it.